27-20, the Raiders lead. The Browns are out of timeout, so here we go. Third down and 14. Two downs to get it. Three receivers go out wide left, and Benjamin below us to the right. Duke Johnson on the right hip of McCollum. On third and 14, he's back to pass. He looks. He's throwing. Benjamin's open, and it's intercepted as the safety came over. And old man time, Charles Woodson picked the pocket.
Well, career interception number 61 for Charles Woodson.
Oh.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That was the nail in the coffin for the Browns. Charles Woodson with the interception on Josh McCown, trying to find that hole, that soft spot in the cover two between the safety and the corner, but the ball is just in the air a little too long. I threw it off his back foot.
It's there. It's always there. You just have to do it with no doubt.
Yep.
And I thought he looked over the ball, didn't quite feel comfortable getting the ball to Gary, and wanted to just take the chance and came back to Travis.
And unfortunately, that was it. All right, Dog Pound, are you volunteering? The Browns do, and that's what First and 10 is all about. Make your pledge to give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on clevelandbrowns.com. Wear your orange wristband and make a statement that you give back. The Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and 10 movement, and so can you. Give 10. Zagur and Wilhelm will go back to the phones right now. 216-578-0850. We'll also mix in a little bit of player sound here because there's some interesting comments from the players. Let's go to Mark in Northern California first. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, just a couple of things. It's just kind of hard for me to believe you have a good week of practice and you come out and you look as disconnected as they were in that first half of the game.
You're right.
And I look at this, it just seems there's a lot of issues with talent acquisition. And one thing in particular that stuck out in my mind, I watched one of the times that Oakland was in our backfield being chased, and I looked at Schwartz, and Schwartz, after his first initial block, he was just standing there. And I think, you know, you have to be smart and you have to know to help, you know, finish plays or to extend plays. And I think that that falls on Farmer. And I don't know who the Browns are. They're not a smash mouth football. They're not a finesse a team. You know, they have to find out who they are. And, you know, I'll sit back and listen to you guys from here.
No, I think you make a good point. And, you know, Matt and I, we were just talking about that. What is the identity of this team right now?
Well, the identity is full on in question. Especially with what, you know.
What do you hang your hat on?
Our hat on with our ability to run the football, we can't. With our ability to protect the passer, we've been worse at it than every opponent we've played thus far. Our ability to put pressure on the passer and play great defense and stop the run, we haven't. Or your ability to have great playmakers on the back end, which would allow covered sacks to happen more frequently, that has not happened. And the one thing that I said in response to you saying, well, what are we good at? What's the one thing you can say it's our go-to that we're going to be better than someone else in the National Football League at? And I said, punting the football.
And let's not disrespect Travis Coombs.
And I'm not. Okay.
He's also getting the job
I
done.
I would say our punting and kicking to this point
has been
some of the best in the National Football League.
Yes.
But that, and I know all of you listening out there are thinking the same thing, but that doesn't put points on the board, and that does not win you football games. And that's the exact point we're trying to make. The things that do, we struggle with right now. The things we've been pitched on all offseason about what this team is going to do and hang their hat on, we can't do right now, and it needs to get fixed, and fixed very quickly.
Immediately. You seen the movie Mean Girls?
No.
You never seen Mean Girls?
No.
You haven't seen a lot of stuff. Mean Girls is actually pretty good. That's when Lindsay Lohan was like, all right. It's like Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams. It's about a high school. Tina Fey's in it. It's about like a high school, like a mean girl clique.
I was too busy doing other stuff.
This is a good movie. Your kids will like.
In between your golf rounds, you'd watch a lot of movies.
No, at nighttime I'd watch movies. But Mean Girls is a good. Dino, have you seen Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. It's actually a good movie.
Yeah,
you actually enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, listen, Princess Bride should be much higher on the priority list for Wilhelm than Mean Girls. But, yeah, Mean Girls funny. Good
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just going to say there's a scene in there where basically everything goes crazy in the school, and the ladies' man plays the principal, Tim Meadows. You know who Tim Meadows is?
No.
You never seen the ladies' man on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, I do. I know.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
yes.
Tim Meadows, Courvoisier for the ladies.
Yeah.
And he goes, all the girls or whatever year girls, it's like sophomore girls, report to the gym, and he goes, immediately. And I love the way he says immediately. And that's what the Browns need to do. They need to turn this around. Immediately. Right now. Good story. Thank you very much. Thank you very little. Let's go now to John and Chardon.
Little thanks for that.
John and Chardon. Thank you, John. John, how are you?
Good, guys. Good, guys. Hey, thanks for the time. And, Nathan, you're right. I mean, people are going to listen, as I will. People are going to watch the games, as I will. And they're calling out the players. But you know what? You got to start from the top, and you got to start calling out Farmer. I mean, the lack of ability to draft impact players early. I mean, we gave away Julio Jones. We gave away Watkins, Khalil Mack. And it's catching up to us, and it's only going to put us back. I mean, we got Dwayne Bowe, and he's sitting idle for $9 million. Housler, you know what? He's not doing anything, so let's try E.J. Bibbs.
Spectacular.
We're falling back when we've got these draft picks, and we're trying to be too cute when, you know what?
Yeah.
Instead of trading away that pick, let's grab that wide receiver.
Right.
Let's grab that running back. And to end this, and again, guys, thanks for the time, is the reason why Cincinnati is 3-0, because their offense is so potent. You've got a stable quarterback. You've got two stable running backs in Hill and Giovanni Bernard, but then you got Tyler Eifert. You got A.J. Green.
Green.
Any three of those guys can just bust it open. We don't have that right now. We cannot be a catch-up team, and that's what we are right now, and it's frustrating. But then again, it goes to Farmer. What is your identity? Because it's not working. It is not working. And it's just frustrating as a fan, and everybody's frustrated. But at some point, someone's got to look at him and go, what are you doing? Because it's not working. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate the call. You can win in the NFL playing the style of football that the Browns want to play, but you have to be darn good at it, like the Panthers were, like the Seattle Seahawks have been, and like the 49ers were. You have to be excellent. Your D has to actually be that good. Your ability to run the football actually must exist.
It does. And you shine a light on the San Francisco 49ers, and I think, you know, Dante Whitner's obviously was a part of that, those football teams, and that defense was so good and so talented. And I know Colin Kaepernick didn't have, you know, he had a horrible day yesterday, but it gave you the time for Colin Kaepernick to gain experience as a professional quarterback, to, you know, the bumps and bruises of playing that position, the growth and maturation that's needed. He played in some big games very early in his career, and that's something that you can never lose, and you can never take away from Colin Kaepernick now. And because this defense is not playing that way, you have no margin for error offensively in your ability to score or not score points, and you're no longer satisfied with not getting points. Like, because you give up a score, you feel like we need to go get one, and when our offense doesn't, we're constantly going to be playing from behind in today's NFL.
That's exactly right. All right, when we come back, final thoughts as we wrap it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.